If it's that bright orange 1969 Dodge Charger muscle car with a couple of happy-go-lucky guys inside, it must be that General Lee and those Duke boys, Luke and Bo, up to their usual tricks in rural Hazard County, Georgia.
Come on out with your hands up!
I never get tired of hearing him say that.
The Dukes of Hazard ran on American television from 1979 to 1985, mixing homespun redneck humor with fast-paced action. The new film features Johnny Knoxville of the controversial MTV series Jackass as Luke Duke, and Sean William Scott, Stifler in the American Pie comedies, co-stars as his cousin, Bo Duke. Like almost everyone in the film, Scott has fond memories of watching the original TV Dukes, but he admits coming to the project with some skepticism.
Yeah, I was a huge fan when I was a kid, but I hadn't seen it for a long time. I heard about them wanting to make a movie out of it for a while, and I was like, God, there's been so many TV shows to films, and I was like, I don't really like any of them. And then I read the script and was like, it was good, you know, but the director really excited me. And then I thought, you know what? I want to be the guy that drives a car.
Bo, did you see that sign?
I can read. This is how you plan on losing them? You ain't scared, are you? Scared? Hell no.
Of course, in addition to the boys, there is their comely cousin, Daisy Duke, played by pop star Jessica Simpson in her feature film debut.
I grew up in Texas, so I watched a lot of the reruns. I'm not old enough to, you know, I was young when it came out. We played Dukes of Hazzard. I was always Daisy, me and my cousins.
What seems to be the problem, sugar?
I think something bounced up into my undercarriage.
I look at Daisy Duke as just this cute, southern, sexy thing, you know, and I wanted to give it a couple extra syllables, more than somebody from Texas.
Simpson also had to find another perfect fit, those skimpy denim shorts like Catherine Bach wore as the character on the TV show, and that became known as Daisy Dukes.
I would look over at my wardrobe some days on set and say, you've got to be kidding me. There were so many days that I didn't want to put... Well, it's not like I was putting on a lot, but I didn't want to put those clothes on. I didn't want to go through all the body makeup and the whole thing, but it is what it is.
I don't understand how they could just take your farm.
They planted a still in our barn.
They planted a still? Now, why would they need to plant a still?
Because they're too damn dumb to find our real one.
The Hollywood landscape is littered with recent films adapted from TV shows that failed to connect with cinema audiences. The Honeymooners and Bewitched are just a couple of examples from the past few months. But producer Bill Gerber believes The Dukes of Hazzard goes beyond nostalgia to connect with something that he says still resonates with young Americans today.
A lot of it's just the rebellious spirit of these guys, the relationship of these guys. You know, these cousins that just love each other and are there for each other, their protective attitude towards their little cousin Daisy. But I just always loved the fact that they got away with it in the end, and that they just somehow, you know, in their common sense, country way, outsmarted everybody. And it just felt really purely American to me, and this is who we are, you know. And it's kind of just that rebellious spirit of the show.
Hey, go easy on that. For what I'm getting ready to do, I don't want to remember a lot of it. Come on, General!
The Dukes of Hazzard is directed by Chicago-born J. Chandrasekhar. It features Burt Reynolds as the Duke's nemesis, Boss Hogg, and music star Willie Nelson plays their joke-cracking Uncle Jesse.
You know why divorces are so expensive?
No!
Because they're worth it!
And along with his on-screen work, Willie Nelson also contributes a song to the country-flavored Dukes of Hazzard soundtrack. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Me's all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straight in the curves, flat in the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way any way they know how. That's just the way. little bit more than the law will allow. Making their way any way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just the good old boys wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.